True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. CDC put out new recommendations for schools. Vaccinated kids and teachers don't have to wear masks. But the ultimate decision will be up to each district, except in California. State says kids, teachers still going to be wearing those masks.
Pfizer asking for approval for a COVID booster shot. But is this third shot really necessary?
We're starting, though, with the schools and the masks. With us is Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, country's second largest labor union. Randy, who should the kids believe here, right? The CDC or their state, their district that says, nope, got to put it on still?
Well, I think what the CDC does, and look, we support what the CDC did today. We thought it was grounded in science, and we thought it was very much based upon common sense. But it is a baseline. It's the baseline. It's not the ceiling. And what I think is going on in California, I mean, you live there. My grandkids live there, but you live there. What's going on, I think, is that there's been such an uptick on, with Delta, that people are worried, that the health department is worried. And so just like the WHO just recommended that, you know, masks should be worn regardless of vaccination status, I think that there's a worry, particularly in pockets in California, that there's an issue. And the second issue is this. You know, no one is going to be asking people what their vaccination status is. That's right now. It's very much of a voluntary thing and right now, and there's a view that you don't want to put someone, you don't want to isolate someone, you don't want to make someone who has to wear a mask feel badly, and so there is a reason in terms of social situations like classrooms to say everyone should wear a mask. Now, you know, there are other places that are going to say that, you know, should mean should, and that means that all elementary school kids should wear a mask. But, you know, older kids, if they've been vaccinated, don't have to. But then you're also going to have colleges that were in college situations where college has decided that everybody has to be vaccinated, and we don't believe in mandated vaccinations for a lot of different reasons, particularly right now. So you're seeing, based upon local circumstances, that the health departments who understand the local circumstances, the schools who understand the local circumstances, are using this as a baseline and then contouring it to the needs of a community.
What about just simple distancing factors? Like, we know that they cram kids in classrooms, so you can't stay 6 feet apart anyways.
Well, it's no longer 6 feet. It's 3 feet. And that was changed beforehand. And, you know, we should be lowering, like I said in May, when I did a speech in May about having to reopen and important about us reopening in person safely. It's really important for the emotional and well-being of our kids. And it's important academically, and I think it's important for communities that we are back in person, and the vaccines have been real game changers. Having said all of that, you know, it would be good if we could actually align class size with the 3-foot rule and have fewer kids in classes and use some of these empty buildings all over the place for classrooms and for schools.
But let me ask you something. When we're talking about safely, you said you gave a speech on safely opening schools. So isn't the safest way to open schools, at least for children 12 and over, because they can be vaccinated and teachers certainly can be, unless they've got some medical reason for it. Wouldn't that be the safest way to open schools, is to mandate that, as colleges, as you mentioned, are doing, some anyway, is to mandate that students 12 and above who can need to be vaccinated, and teachers, unless they have a medical excuse, need to be vaccinated. End of story.
A medical reason.
Yeah.
So look, I'm a big believer in vaccinations, and 9 out of 10 of my members in the United States have been vaccinated. I think that we're too premature to mandate, because it's still all on emergency use authorization. And unfortunately, there's so much disinformation that is out there. We have an obligation to get over that disinformation. And you're seeing it in terms of the stats. You're seeing, you're seeing that more, I mean, this is crazy. This is the first time this has ever happened. More Democrats are taking the vaccine, more Republicans, you know, and Republicans are not. Like, Donald Trump took the vaccine. He did it quietly. He did it privately. Why didn't he do it publicly? Why didn't he find a way to show his supporters that this was really important? When he got sick with COVID, he had every single medical resource. No, other people didn't get that. So it's a matter of, we have to take the politics out of these public health decisions. And then I think that, you know, at one point or another, when the vaccines are, you know, are widely accepted, then you can have a conversation like we have had with measles and with smallpox, where the vaccines were mandatory.
All right. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers.
Coming up after this short break, Pfizer wants to poke us all a third time. Pfizer is going back to the FDA to ask for approval for a COVID booster shot. The idea is that it could better fight off the Delta variant and other troublesome variants out there.
Is it actually necessary? Dr. Anne Falsey, professor of medicine, University of Rochester School of Medicine, member of the steering committee for the Global Influenza Initiative, Infectious Diseases Society of America. So, doctor, that question, do we really need a booster?
I don't think we have enough data to say exactly when a booster is needed. I think it's likely a booster at some point will be needed.
But we've been told by some experts on this show, and you can tell us if you agree or disagree with that, that time span of if needed could be months or even potentially years away. Is that kind of the time frame that you're thinking?
Well, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that decision. If the virus didn't mutate at all, it might be that you wouldn't need to be revaccinated, but for every couple of years. If on reinfection you only got a mild cold, you know, do we need to revaccinate everybody for that? What we're really trying to prevent is serious disease, and we do know that the vaccines at 6 months are all doing very well to prevent serious disease and death. But one of the major concerns is transmission, is that there are still, you know, significant segments that are unvaccinated, and those people are still at risk. And some of the new variants seem to be quite transmissible. So trying to shut down as much mild disease as you can, primarily to prevent spread to those that are still vulnerable, is a reasonable goal. The exact timing of that, you know, I think is hard to pin down.
Is it your understanding that this would be a booster tailored to Delta or maybe whatever else comes about, or is this just a third one of the two we already got?
You know, it may be either. Those studies are actually ongoing, looking to see whether you really need to change up the vaccine, or we can use the more is better principle. If you boost those antibody levels even higher, sometimes just that extra high antibody will take care of the variants quite well.
I thought it was interesting yesterday, Doctor, that the CDC and the FDA, both agencies known for being glacial in their decision making, were very quick to put out a joint statement, I think within hours of Pfizer's, saying in effect, hold off, you know, maybe we don't yet need to have a booster in 6 to 12 months, as Pfizer's CEO was suggesting yesterday might happen. And that brings me to the question of money. I mean, you know, let's face it, medicine is big money, and pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money on vaccines. Do we have to be cautious about news from vaccine companies when we read about them or hear about them suggesting we need more vaccines at a quicker interval because maybe it's some money in their coffers?
Well, you know, I understand questioning that. My experience with Pfizer is that the scientists that I interact with are really concerned with public health. And I don't think that the FDA or the CDC or will come out recommending or approve boosters without a significant public health benefit. So I think we can let the science and the data really guide us there. I can't comment on, you know, the business aspect of things.
What about messaging? Because there's the way that it's presented, and it is, okay, Pfizer wants to explore a booster and start a trial in August. But to some people, they hear, Pfizer says you need a booster in August, and then everyone's going to think, oh no, my immunity's running out.
Well, I agree with you. I think we have to be careful in these pronouncements that we make. We are actively involved in a number of studies looking at boosters. You know, the first question is, are they safe? You know, maybe too much vaccine too quickly is not good for you. And I think the early data there are that they're well tolerated. They're probably quite safe. But the immune response, those studies are ongoing. You know, we're looking at plain old boosters. We're looking at variant boosters. And then we're looking at sort of mix and match boosters where, you know, much of the public, they don't remember what kind of vaccine they got. And we need to know whether certain schedules of, you know, first you get Moderna and then you can get J&J as a booster or vice versa. So we have a lot to learn.
I'm curious your thoughts on this, because I thought to some degree Pfizer did a disservice yesterday by making the announcement it did, because it gave people who are reluctant or who have decided they don't want to be vaccinated at all an excuse, didn't it? They could now say, well, first you told me I needed to get vaccinated once. Now you're telling me I may have to get it 6 months after I get the first one or two shots. I'm just not going to get it.
Yeah, I think some of the vaccine hesitant will find excuses for anything. Whether you agree with what the Pfizer made the announcement or not, I think the scientific community, including the pharmaceutical community, has been pretty clear with this. This is a new disease, a new vaccine, and there's just things we are learning. And we may change what we say, but that's because we're responding to new information. So, initially we thought, well, you know, it's two shots, but it was always very clear that these studies are 2 years. And the reason for that is you need to follow people over time to look at their immunity and then to see if at some point you start seeing a lot of breakthrough infections. Now, you would hope those breakthrough infections are quite mild. But again, for the reasons of controlling an epidemic, you might choose to recommend a booster, not so much that you're going to get terribly sick, but we really want to prevent these viruses from spreading around.
All right. Dr. Ann Falsey, Professor of Medicine, University of Rochester School of Medicine. Doctor, thanks.
Researchers from Georgetown University say 5 under-vaccinated regions of the U.S. could be putting the entire nation at risk. The clusters are in the southern and lower Midwestern part of the country. They include portions of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and New Mexico. In Missouri, the CDC says the Delta variant accounts for 73% of new COVID cases. In Texas, a youth camp near Austin may be the country's latest super spreader event. More than 100 cases have been confirmed, and officials fear the number may eventually top 200.
This is an Odyssey original. Find us, other podcasts, on the Odyssey app. Also Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.